I know it's not going to be as big a group as we usually have as far as going into a preseason game, because I'm sure Coach Fox will have a few guys sitting down, but the young guys, we're going to have a lot of guys getting a lot of reps in this game, and we'll find out, you know, who's ready to take that next step and possibly make this 53-man roster.
How hard is it to come up with a game plan for a game that doesn't have as many starters as a normal game?
Well, what we try to do is we know what Dallas does as far as their defensive scheme, and I'm sure they'll kind of do their base defense, and we do our base offense. And the good thing is our defense does play a similar style as what Dallas does, so we're able to use a lot of our training camp stuff to just kind of let our guys go out and play and not really think about a whole bunch of stuff.
Where's Manuel at right now in terms of, is he as far along as you'd like him given the practice time?
It's tougher when you haven't had the practice time, and I know he's done a lot of the walkthroughs, and Peyton spent a lot of time with him one-on-one, but you know, the only experience that really is that valuable for him is playing in games and live practices. And right now he's done a good job of mentally being there, but we just have to get out there, and it's going to have to be in season, and we're going to have some growing pains there, but we'll push through that, and he'll figure it out, and we'll put him in good positions.
In terms of Cody, who would you put him right now as well?
He's done a good job. He's really come on especially the last 2 weeks, and he makes his mistakes, and he's a rookie, and it happens, but as soon as we can get him caught up to the rest of those guys, the better, because he's got to be ready to go, and we'll see how it shakes out for that active roster on game day. But I think he's progressing well, and we'll just see where he is towards that first game.
Where has he made the most advancements in the last 2 weeks? Is it the mental side of it or something else?
Yeah, it's the mental aspect of it. The physical part, we all can see. The guy has a lot of talent, and there's a lot of things he could bring to this team. But right now it's just figuring out, what do I need to do, what adjustments can I make, and how can he play fast? And we can help him with that, but when you get live bullets going and the quarterback starts changing plays or we start moving at a quick tempo, he's got to be on it.
When the regular season rolls around, how much different is this offense without Wes Welker?
We're able to kind of move pieces around and still do a lot of the same things that we have done. You know, all our guys, we don't really teach by position, so everybody can move in and out, and we've done some things with Wes over the last year and a half to where we use some of the things that he ran in New England, and we've taught him some of the things that we were doing here with Stokely, and that what Peyton had done in the past with whether it be Dallas Clark or Stokely or Colley. So, you know, he's done some of the things that he wasn't accustomed to in New England. So, but we've done a good job of making sure everybody's at least able to run our concepts that we like.
Could you see the trend where guys that operate in the middle of the field are just bigger, whether they're Jacob Tammy, Julius Thomas, Jimmy Graham, just bigger, and smaller guys aren't in that middle area as much?
We're more interested in guys that can get open. And size to me is irrelevant, and you know, it's football. I mean, if you can get open and find those open areas and get vertical, that's what we're looking for.
When you call plays this time of year, when you're looking at the offense, are you looking at success or are you looking to get looks at guys in certain positions?
In this game, we'll be looking to get looks at guys, and we'll see who's in the right spots, and Brock and Zach will do a good job of getting the ball to them and then see what they can do after they get the ball in their hands. That's in the passing game. In the running game, we try to make it as simple as possible and let these young backs go out there and play to their speed.
They made a move with Winston. Do you like the young tackles?
They've done a good job. They really have, and it's tough in this position. I know Coach Maggs has to spend a lot of time with these young guys to make sure that they can play multiple positions and then be able to adjust in game, because there's going to be things they haven't seen before that you see in the NFL compared to college. So it's a tough adjustment for them, but the young guys have done a really good job.
Adam, as offensive coordinator, do you prefer keeping three quarterbacks? Would that be your preference all the time?
I'm for whatever front office wants to do. That's the best answer I can give you. Whoever they decide, whether it's two or three, that amount of quarterbacks, we'll make it work, and we'll get those guys better.
So if they came to you and said, Adam, what do you think, two or three, you wouldn't have an opinion?
I'll just say whatever you guys want to do.
Having been here, obviously not as the coordinator, but having been here since 2009, is it going to be difficult to get that roster pared down because the depth is better than what it may have been?
It's not easy. When you're as deep as what we are at a lot of spots, somebody good is going to have to go, and especially on the defensive side with you know, we're competing for those last couple spots, and is it going to be even at the end of the day, or is one side going to be heavier than the other? That's why there's people that are in the decision-making higher levels. So, you know, we state our opinion, and then they make the decision.
Given Welker's concussions, was there ever a temptation to alter what you do offensively given that he's had concussions a little short?
I think we'll take a look at, you know, our route concepts and see what we need to tinker with and maybe why something like that happened. And if we have to make an adjustment, we will. And if he came to me and said something about a certain route, he didn't feel comfortable with it, we would make an adjustment. But for right now, I feel like our scheme is pretty good. And what happened, like Coach Fox said at best, it's a football play. And those things happen sometimes.
Adam, from your perspective, just watching practice, what's your impressions of Roby?
I mean, early on, we were probably picking on him a little bit just to let him know that welcome to the NFL type deal. But he's done a good job. He's really matched up well against our older guys, and it seemed like last week he did a really good job.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Adam.